Welcome. I have been expecting you.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Whatever.
This one is mystical. We're spooky.
You are now firing a gun at your imaginary friend. You're 400 gallons of nitroglycerin!
They're back. He's back. They're all back. And this time, even funnier.
My whatever's itching.
If you keep playing with it, your whatever will fall off.
We're here, live, broadcasting from the center of an elf's asshole. And we are the Officially Whatever Podcast. Now, we're just going to warn you right now, right off the bat, that you might hear a little bit of bang, but that's because in Molly and Ziggy's house, there is a rhino and a giraffe going at it. So, you may hear some noises. Don't freak out. They're just, it's sweet love making noises. My name is Serafina, and I'm here with two nerds from another planet.
How?
From Canada, actually. Canada is not a planet.
It can be a planet. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm here with two people from the hat of the United States.
I'm Ziggy Dame.
Hi, I'm Molly Misery.
So we're really, really excited because we have some amazing things to talk about, like how we were completely brain-fucked the other day because of a YouTube video, and which we'll go into more. And we are excited because, well, 30 Seconds to Mars is relaunching their, I guess, U.S. leg of the Into the Wild tour. And we are going to the Indianapolis show on October 3rd. So we're all really excited about that. Molly and Ziggy are coming down from Canada. But we're even more excited because we are being graced by a special presence at this show.
Okay.
Oh my god,
I get to come in.
It's a gift from a red basket with a little, little red bow on it.
A red bow in a basket.
And it's called the Phelps family.
Oh, the Westboro Baptist Church. The thing is, like, I have nothing against this family whatsoever, except they make my life so much funner. Because I know they're like, oh yeah, they have like all this, they promote a lot of hate and stuff like that, but the thing is, they are absolutely hilarious in thinking what they do, if that made any sense. They have, usually they promote like, oh, God hates America. You know, God hates fags, God hates you, you're gonna go to hell, and all this shit.
Okay, because we found out that they're actually going to the Indianapolis show to try to protest the 30 Seconds to Mars show. And can I just say, this is the only show that I'm going to on this tour, and of all the damn shows they could have chose, they chose the one I'm going to. You know? Like, they're not going to any of the Canadian shows, they're not going to any other show on the American leg of this tour, but they decided to go to the Indianapolis show. You know what? Damn them for it. But this is what they say about, because 30 Seconds to Mars is also going to be accompanied by Neon Trees, and so this is what they have to say about the band and why they feel the need to protest. 30 Seconds to Mars and Neon Trees teach the boys and the girls to be proud whores. Both homegrown doomed American rock bands, one from California, the other from Utah. God has given them wealth and power to influence his generation through music. They will not give the glory to God, but take it to themselves. Instead of using this God-given platform to teach obedience, they teach rebellion. They know if they tell their fans to stop fornicating, that what's left of their drug-eaten brains out, the seats would be empty and the gigs would dry up. Like that profane person, Isao, they sold their soul. They go on to basically say that 30 Seconds to Mars and Neon Trees promote fornication and rebellion, and that they feel the need to protest this show. This particular show. Of all the damn shows on the damn tour, this particular show is the show that they feel the need to protest. So,
you guys, I'm just really excited about this at the same time, because this is, like, for me, like, I was always thinking, I'm like, wow, what if I went to a 30 Seconds to Mars show, and the however the fuck you say their name, was going to that show, and it happened. I think I jinxed myself that day when I said it. I'm sorry.
I can't, like, it's just, like, I can't, it's just, wow. Like, they actually really want to do this and go to a rock concert. Oh, can I just say?
Oh my god.
No, no, wait, just listen. This is not a Marilyn Manson show. This is not, no, My Thrill Kill Cult. This isn't, like, what else? Nine Inch Nails or Radiohead or Rage Against the Machine. It's not Dead Kennedys. It's not anything.
But the point is, Neon Trees is, like, the bubblegum of, like, rock music. I love Neon Trees, don't get me wrong, but, like you were saying, of all the shows, why not, you know, boycott, like, a Mastodon, Alice in Chains, Deftones show? Or...
They probably...
Right, or, like, Cannibal Corpse.
The thing is, like, okay, the thing is, these people, they go to Jonas Brothers concerts... They go to Justin Bieber concerts.
You know what, but I can see that because I honestly believe that Justin Bieber and Jonas Brothers sold their soul to the devil for fame. Because I don't understand how a band can be recognized for any other reason than Satan's help. Because what the fuck, dude? What the fuck?
On a serious note for 5 seconds. To be honest, they are just trying to get popularity out of this. You know what I mean? And the thing is... You know, people have tried ignoring them. People have tried killing them. They've tried bomb threats. They've tried fucking everything.
What the fuck? They must have sold their souls to Satan to have immortality because people have tried to kill them. They're invincible. Something is wrong.
I mean, the whole thing is all notoriety. That's it. So, the thing is, what my advice is to the fan base is what we should do. We should just make...
Make what?
I lost my train of thought, but yeah, I'm sorry.
I remember one time, I think I was about 7, and I was walking home from the store, and I found a caterpillar, and I brought it home because I was so excited that I found a caterpillar, because I've never actually seen one. I've seen one in books. Like, there was this one book about this caterpillar that ate everything, and I brought it home, and I thought that if I kept it in a jar, it would turn into a butterfly, but after a week, it died.
You know, I did the same thing. Oh my God. I got this black caterpillar, okay? I called him Zorro.
With dumbass stories now.
And, you know, that's an insult.
I don't care.
You know, I really cared about that caterpillar. That was really close. I was sharing a piece of my heart.
Oh, I'm sorry!
I took a piece of yarn, and I tied it around him, and I actually took him on walks.
Oh, I'm so sorry that your decided to bring a fucking caterpillar home.
You know what? You have no fucking heart.
How about you tell him this story? Like, how about you tell the listeners how your dumbass decided to try and bring goldfish to school one day?
Alright, asshole. So, I went to the carnival, and I was 7 years old, okay? My dad took me there, and I was living in Chino Hills at the time. No, Chino. And, this is in California, obviously. And what happened was, my dad's like, oh, hey, you want a goldfish? This is my very first pet. And I almost, like, flipped a bitch. I was like, oh my God, this is, like, better than Christmas. This can't get any better. So, my half-sister got one. My brother got one, and then I got one. So, we all went home. So, we all had our different character traits of fishes. And there were goldfishes. My sister, Brittany, my half-sister, Brittany, her goldfish was very suicidal. It would jump out of the bowl for no reason. And my brother's fish just kept eating. Just ate everything it could eat. Like, every time we fed it, it just needed more. Because it looked like it was starving, you know? I don't know why. And my fish was just... very happy. So I was like, hey, you're Spot, because you're so special, and you're not suicidal, and you're not eating a lot. So, my fish remained skinny, while my sister's fish remained anorexic, and my brother's fish remained obese. And out of nowhere, I was the only one standing survived that didn't commit suicide or ate itself to death.
Your brother's goldfish needed Jenny Craig.
Only they made treadmills for goldfishes. And so, I was gonna go to school, and I didn't want to go to school without Spot, because I always talk to Spot, and I guess I'm a fucking loser, because that fish knew me, like, by heart. And I...
Did you know that when a fish swims around its boat once, it completely forgets everything?
You know what, Fina, don't break my childhood, okay?
Your childhood is already ruined.
I really thought he was my best friend. So, what happened was, I took Spot out of its bowl, I put it in my nice little clutch, it was a heart, and I opened it again, I'm like, okay, Spot, you ready? And I look, and he's not even moving. I fucking bawled. I was like, Dad, why did this happen?
Because you're
dumbass. And then my dad was like, you know, he's a really stone-cold guy, and he's like, watching football. Honey, this is the thing about life, people die. Sorry.
So do animals.
And I was like, okay, but the Spot just died. Don't worry, honey. They're only 50 cents. I'll buy you another one. I was like, okay, so that's really fucking harsh because I know you're watching football, but this is Spot. But it broke my heart because I was a fucking blonde and I decided to take the fucking fish out of the goddamn bowl. Like a retard. Who takes a fish out of a bowl and thinks it's gonna survive?
This is a conversation about, like, you started talking about all the warm memories of your fish, and you started out defending yourself against Molly, and by the time you finished your story, you were in the same point of view that she was.
I know, but he's still my best friend. He listened to me. Okay, when he was swimming around, and he's taking a dump, that fish was there for me.
I'm glad that fish was there.
He was there
Speaking
for me.
Speaking of ruined childhoods, do you know when you go back to watch, like, movies when you did when you were a kid, like, everything's ruined for you? Like, we were watching Hunchback of Notre Dame a few, like...
hours ago?
Yes, I think it was... I was trying to look
No,
at
was it clock. Hours ago? Yes, it was. It was hours ago.
I was at around 8 or something, and it's 11:22 now. But anyways... there's a song called Hell's Fire in that movie, and it's practically talking about how much this minister or whatever lusts for this gypsy. And I didn't know that when I was younger. I would have been happy not going on without knowing that now, but since I'm so sexually active and since I know I've been to school, like, all, like, since life has passed me by, everything's ruined. Like, there's a line in that song where he's like, her gaze burns my skin like hell's fire. If she doesn't want me, then she will die. And I was like, oh, well.
That was spoken like a true psychopath.
Of course. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, yay, life.
But you know what?
What? You're gonna ruin this, aren't you?
That was kind of kinky. Because I didn't know.
Beautiful. Yeah, of course you ruined it.
I didn't ruin it because, you know, it's kind of interesting because when I was younger, I thought her crotch was just on fire. She was on fire.
Dude, you're fucked, man.
She was on fire.
You know what part of your childhood's been ruined because of Ziggy?
What did I didn't you ruin every shit. No, you I don't.
Well, when I was younger, I used to watch Barney. And I remember Barney would be like, we're gonna go on an African safari, kids! And I get so damn excited about the African safari, you know? And I'd be watching with my cousin, and my cousin was about maybe 4 years younger than me. And I get so excited, I'm like, yeah, we're going to Africa!
Oh my god!
And then Barney would, like, go to the next room, and he'd have, like, a safari hat on, and he'd be like, look at the giraffe! And I'm like, you douchebag, that's the next room, you are not in Africa, you fucker! And he'd have, like, fake trees up and stuff, and my little cousin would be like, ooh, Africa! And I'm like, no, douchebag, he's not in Africa, he's in the next room! And I didn't understand why nobody saw what I saw, and then my mom, she was like, okay, you know what, you can't watch Barney anymore, because you're obviously way too advanced for this show. And so, most of my childhood was ruined because I was just
too smart? Are you blaming your brain for smart?
I'm blaming myself for being smart enough to not know when Barney was going to Africa and not going to Africa.
I'm sorry.
I want to find Barney and kick him in the balls.
Oh my god, I'm sorry, I have to go back on this note, but Tyler Glenn from Neon Trees, shit, like, dedicated 1983 to me, and I just want to thank you on air.
And okay, well, you know what, here we go. People that we think are really awesome that we should give shout-outs to. So, Tyler Glenn from Neon Trees for what he said to Molly. That was pretty cool. And aren't you making him a leather jacket?
Oh, duh. Yeah, did I tell you that, like, someone contacted me on Facebook and was like, hey, so you make leather jackets, right? And I was like, holy shit, this is freaking awesome.
Yeah, Molly's actually a jacket designer. She's really fucking good at it. She's gonna be making a jacket for Tyler Glenn from Neon Trees, so that's pretty wicked.
Yes.
Yes, it's actually really gnarly because she makes the most epic fucking jackets. And I can't get over how I can't have a badass jacket because I have the tiniest fucking shoulders. I look like if I was going to be swarmed by something and I was going to be eaten up and swallowed out, it would be a jacket like that.
You gotta, like, look at the best part about this because you are as tiny as, like, how can I put this into terms that aren't, like, bad? You're as tiny as the lamp that is outside of our door.
That is such a lie.
I'll take a picture of it, then we can post it on the whole lot of whatever.
That's such a lie. That's a waste.
Yeah.
That's a waste. But
Ziggy skinny, Fina?
Yeah, she really
I never said I was fat.
Oh my god, don't even say that you're not.
Nobody even said that you were. We were just saying that you were tiny, that's why you can't wear a fucking jacket.
Damn.
This is nothing to do with anything, but someone just asked me who the cute DJ from Q101 is. No, I'm just confused as to who they're talking about.
If it's Ryan, then they got it wrong.
Ryan doesn't even work for Q101 anymore.
Who tweeted you?
No, this person asked me on Facebook because I said I was trying to win Deftones, Mastodon, Alice in Chains tickets, and this chick was like, who's the cute DJ?
Is a new DJ?
No, who's the cute DJ? There's not a new DJ.
Wait, Kevin?
I don't know who they're talking about.
If they're talking about that one dude.
What dude? Your man?
Oh my god, Tim is my baby.
Really? Tim's gonna hear this and be like, yeah!
Q101 should hear our podcast and think we're awesome and totally endorse us.
I think they should too, because
Tim Urgent should endorse our show because we can ramble about him for about 10 minutes.
Oh my god, Tim.
Tim, yes, we could. Tim.
I want to take shots with that dude.
Awesome. Tim is really, no, but in all seriousness, Tim Urgent is super awesome. I've met him a few times, and he's just the nicest person, and he's so funny, and he's great at what he does. So this is me kissing Tim Urgent's ass so we can endorse our podcast.
Nice. It's like, I can't, the thing is, like, you know, you being in Chicago, you can listen to Q101 and Tim and Ziggy and I, we're kind of stuck here with really shitty-ass stations.
That's unfortunate.
Oh, yeah, it's not just fucking unfortunate, it's dreadful. You have no freaking clue. Like, okay, basically, there's only one alternative station left in the city. The other one that was actually kind of good got, like, wiped off the face of the earth and was replaced with Virgin Radio. And they don't, okay, they call it Virgin Radio.
Purify yourself.
No pun intended at all. But at the same time, they only play, like, Gaga and all that, you know, like, I mean, I don't have anything wrong with Lady Gaga, but at the same
time. Imagine the station being called, like, Sex Fiend FM.
I wonder. But anyways, but, like, they play stuff from, like, streamed from a Los Angeles station, I think. I mean, it sucks, you know? It's like.
Well, I'm happy that I live in Chicago and I at least get good radio. Because Q101, if I did not... That's the thing, even if I moved out of Chicago, I would still listen to the Q101 live stream because that's just how in love I am with that radio station. Because it's the station that introduced me to music.
Chicago... Wow, we're going on about music scenes. Chicago has a really deep, like, blues music scene, you know, from the past. And it's cool that Chicago hasn't lost its roots, you know what I mean?
Chicago has a really great alternative music scene as well. I'm just raving about how we do have really good music scenes. I mean, all genres of music are really prominent in the city. It's great. We're so diverse. I think that's really great. You go to some places and they're just stuck on one genre of music or one style, one scene, and I wouldn't be able to live in something like that.
It's true. I mean, I don't like that. I don't like when people just tie themselves down just for one thing. And it's more better to have a conversation with someone that's more expanded and actually takes life in a different view.
You know, at the same time, I kind of have to disagree with you on that, you know? Because, like, we have friends that, like, you know, just listen to metal and they're pretty fucking
yeah,
cool.
But growing up-wise, they've been introduced to a lot of things. We're like, oh, yeah, I know that one. Oh, yeah, I remember that. But they mainly enjoy metal. Everyone can mainly enjoy something, but not a lot of people take it differently. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's good to know that some people out there that can take different music, but at the same time respect other things.
You know, like, the thing is, like, okay, yeah, I got, like, friends that are dicks about, like, oh, my, like, bands I like, you know what I mean? But, like, you know, it's all in good fun at times, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, whatever,
I think it honestly depends on, the person, you know what I mean? I think it just depends if the person's an asshole or not, you know what I mean?
It's true, very true.
Yeah.
It's true.
But as we're going on, Chicago has a great music scene, and I'm jealous.
But when you come down, you'll fall in love with it.
And then I'll never want to leave, hey!
That's our city. It sucks you in. Okay, so we're going to wrap up, but do you guys have any recommendations for the week?
Recommendations for the week. I want everyone to go check out the Shout Out Louds because I'm addicted. That's all I've been listening to and, like, crying myself to sleep at night. I'm totally kidding, but their music's really good and, you know, it's something different for the people that are, like, just, you know, people that listen to, like, you know, the usual alternative, you know, like, okay, I'm not gonna say, like, 30s usual, but, you know, like, if you want a different sound to alternative music, I think you should totally go check out the Shout Out Louds. Ziggy?
I don't know why, but I was in a very, very girly mood lately, and so I would say go listen to Lights. I mean, it's really good. I'm not gonna lie, it's really good, but it's, I mean, her music is really kind of, like, geeky nerdy, but I don't think it'd be, like, there for male perspective. But if there's guys out there that enjoy it, that'd be wicked, that'd be killer, you know? But, there's Lights. I mean, I can also recommend, like, go listening to Opeth. Opeth is the shit.
Wow, you just jumped from, like, and one complete different music scene to the other.
I'm sorry, but it's so good. Funny. It's so good.
That's what Ziggy's been listening to lately.
Or we can do Apollonia.
Put okay, on some you sex know shooter. What? No. I'm not even gonna let you.
Sex Shooter. We should sing that to the Phelps family.
No.
I'm sorry.
Bina, do you have any, like, recommendations of the day?
Well, my recommendations are not going to only be music, because I really wanted to give a big shout-out to the Abe Cannon Show. I'm sorry if I'm saying your name wrong, but we are really big fans of your podcast, and if you guys haven't heard their podcast, I would recommend that you definitely check them out. They're hysterical. I mean, it's Abe Cannon. Sorry if I'm saying your name wrong. His brother Sam, got Ryan Mano, and their friend Bass, right?
Right. And,
Their show was just a wild ride of amusement.
Yes,
I mean, you can't go wrong.
And you can go to listen to the podcast, you can actually go to abeisawesome.com, and you can check all that out. He also has some of his stand-up, too. It's actually kind of good.
He's really funny.
He's really funny, and, it's really wicked. Oh, yeah, there's Sam, too, also that's in there as well.
Sam, his brother, Sam. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Abe, Sam, Ryan, and Bass.
Right.
You can also check out RyanMano.com. Here I am doing promo for Ryan Mano. But no, he's a really good TV show host. He used to be on Q101. He does JBTV. And it's a really good music show. So everyone should definitely check out his site. And as far as music goes, right as of late, I've just been listening to the Gaslight Anthem like no other. I love this band. So if you have
the Gaslight music, Anthem? I'm checking it out now.
They're like punk folk music. I can't explain.
Okay, wait. Wait, that doesn't even make sense.
Listen to them. They have this unique sound. They're amazing, and I love them. So the Gaslight Anthem.
Okay, that's
cool.
Abe
Cannon Show and RyanMano.com. Those would be my three recommendations. And if you can listen to Q101 online, if you don't live in Canada or another country, I would definitely do that because they are an awesome station. I mean, not just saying that because I listening to it, but I just think they're really incredible, and they've got some pretty amazing DJs on there as well. So definitely check out Q101, and I think that's it for today.
Also, give a big shout out to Kevin Mano because he just got to MTV, and he's going to be doing a live kind of like show thing. So that's his own gig because he got out of Q101. So it's like a big
change.
Big change, and it's really awesome. So, if people like Kevin Mano, or have listened to him, and have listened to Q101 because Afina gave us that addiction, give him a big shout-out and give him a thing, you know, like, oh, good, I don't know, like, good job or whatever, you
good
know?
Luck.
Good luck.
There we
good
go.
Good job.
The
what
word.
The fuck? Good job, because I'm a fucking retard.
You are a retard.
Damn.
I still love you. So, are we going to just kind of
so,
sign
that's
out?
That's it.
Yeah,
next time I'm really excited because I know we're going to have my friend Lenny Jacobson on the show pretty soon.
Ow!
Member of the Nurse Jackie cast, and he just came back from the Emmys, and so I'm really excited to hear what he has to say.
Quick.
But I think we're pretty much done for the show, so, yeah.
Okay, well, I guess, you guys want to give out our information?
You can't find me fuck anywhere, so.
What the hell are you talking about? You're, like, on Tumblr, you're on Facebook, you're on Twitter, you can't find me anywhere. What the fuck? What kind of hypocritical thing
is this? It's nothing big, it's nothing big.
I don't give a fuck, you can still find me on the internet. Oh, fucking A. You can find me at Twitter/MollyMisery, or
I wish I could
MollyMisery.tumblr.com, or Facebook, or whatever, search up Molly Misery. You guys can find me anywhere. I'm on everything. I have no life.
On anyone.
I hate you sometimes. You ruin everything for me. You know, like, the thing is, she jumps in when I'm trying to say something, and then I'm like, fuck, man, you just ruined it. Why?
I'm sorry.
Ziggy's Twitter is twitter.com/ZiggyDame.
I'm not on Twitter anymore, really.
That's ZiggyDame. And, I don't exist because this is Inception. So thank you so much for listening to the show. We hope you enjoy next week, and we're out.
Yep. Out.